This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, July 10th. God's word for you today is Voice It. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 119, verse 149. And it says, "Hear my voice in accordance with your love. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your laws." Your voice is indispensable for things to move in your favor. You must know how to deploy your voice in the spiritual. You must know how to use your voice when you pray. Jesus was hungry. He saw a fig tree and wanted to pluck its fruit. Let us stop here for a minute. It appears that we have become too civilized for ourselves. When was the last time you plucked a fruit from a fruit tree? If Jesus walked among men in our time, he will be plucking fruit. Jesus wanted to help himself, but there was no fig. And Jesus said, "No man eats fig from you again because I came." When God comes, may you have fruit to give to him. When God comes close, as he is in this season, may he see fruit in you. Jesus spoke, and instantly the fig tree dried up, and his disciples were surprised. Matthew 21 verse 21 says, "Then Jesus told them, 'I tell you the truth, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen.'" Things like what? Think about it. Was it important that Jesus actually kills that tree? Who does it benefit? If it were in our days, the agriculturists would protest. Plant rights groups protest. I am not saying you should be going around cursing trees. I am saying that God has given man dominion. That is what it means. You can actually do things like Peter did when he walked on water. Look at it carefully. Was it important for Peter to walk on water? What value does that add to anybody? There are certain things you think are not important, and God is showing us that even if we ask him for those things, he will do it for us if you understand these things. Jesus says, "You can do things like this and much more." Amazing. You can even say to this mountain, "May you be lifted up and thrown into the sea," and it will happen. You can use your voice and speak to mountains, and what you say will happen. Jesus was talking about a figurative mountain. He was talking about a physical mountain. Sometimes we excuse away what God can do in our lives. We look at a mountain, a problem in our lives that we think is humongous, and we convince ourselves that when Jesus was talking about mountains, he did not mean this kind. I am here to tell you that it includes that mountain, and it will move. Job 22 verse 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." You need your voice to make those decrees. God wants you to lift your voice to decree it, declare it, and say it. When we do not use our voice for whatever reason, nothing happens. You have rights that do not become realities. Do not confront your rights with your reality. You must be able to say this is what it is now, but this is what it is going to be. Let us pray. Father, as I lift my voice to you, morning, noon, and night, hear me, and according to your love, establish my decrees. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.